Joash was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 40 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebiah from Beersheba. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada. The priest Jehoiada took two wives for him, and he fathered sons and daughters. Now it came about after this that Joash decided to restore the house of the Lord. He gathered the priests and Levites and said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah and collect money from all Israel to repair the house of your God annually. And you shall do the work quickly." But the Levites did not act quickly. So the king summoned Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to him, "Why have you not required the Levites to bring in from Judah and from Jerusalem the contribution of Moses, the servant of the Lord and the congregation of Israel, for the tent of the testimony, for the sons of the wicked?" Athaliah had broken into the house of God and even used the holy things of the house of the Lord for the boughs. So the king commanded, and they made a chest and set it outside by the gate of the house of the Lord. And they made a proclamation in Judah and Jerusalem to bring to the Lord the contribution commanded by Moses, the servant of God, on Israel in the wilderness. All the officers and all the people rejoiced. And they brought in their contribution and dropped it into the chest until they had finished. It happened that whenever the chest was brought to the king's officer by the Levites, and they saw that the money was substantial, the king's scribe and the chief priest's officer would come and empty the chest and pick it up and return it to its place. They did this daily and collected a large amount.
called Jehoiada, reached a good old age and he died.
He was 130 years old at his death. And they buried him in the city of David with the kings, because he had done well in Israel and for God and his house. But after the death of Jehoiada, the officials of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. And they abandoned the house of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and served the Asherim and the idols. So wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this guilt of theirs. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord. And they testified against them that they would not listen. Then the Spirit of God covered Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest-like clothing. And he stood above the people and said to them, this is what God has said.
People and sent all their spoils to the king of Damascus. Indeed, the army of the Arameans came with a small number of men, yet the Lord handed a very great army over to them, because Judah and Joash had abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers. So they executed judgment on Joash. When they left him for, they left him very sick. His own servants conspired against him because of the blood of the son of Jehoiada the priest. And they murdered him on his bed. So he died, and they buried him in the city of David. But they are the men who conspired against him: Zabad the son of Shemith the Ammonitess, and Jehozabad the son of Shemith the Moabitess. As to his sons and the many pronouncements against him and the rebuild